President Kiir issued the order after meeting the Minister of Higher Education, Gabriel Changson Chang, and the Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Thier Tong Ngor, this week. The Vice Chancellor of University of Rumbek, Deng Manas March, says lecturers at his institutions will not teach until the government pays salary arrears for the staffs.
I contacted the Ministry of Higher Education, and the ministry went to the Ministry of Finance, and they are on negotiation. And the academic staff are saying they will not resume work until salary is paid. The academic year is ending, so delaying the salary will affect the calendar and interrupt the examination timetable. The Minister of Finance is here to give us a definite response. As the management of the university, we are engaging with the Ministry of Higher Education to solve the problems of the teachers.
The information secretary at the University of Rumbek, Tieng Tonis, told this program that lecturers are also demanding salary arrears dating back to 4 years. Tonis says members of the staffs at the University of Rumbek are determined to stay off the job until the government fulfills their demand.
So today, there's nobody at the Rumbek University premises. Who is ever not work since the day that our strike is not informal violence. It is our right. So, and we have been patient for the National Ministry of Finance to pay us since the day that the new salary structure bill was passed for all 5 public universities to be paid at the rate of 315%. But up to date, the implementation of the new salary structure was not been done by the Ministry of Finance. So that has taken us up to two months without getting a salary. And that's why we have raised our concern, and also that's why the General Assembly have made a decision to put down the tool in order not to give any services that they used to give. Like, I've laid down the tool yesterday, and today non-academic staff have put down their tool of work.
Lecturers at the University of Juba, the country's oldest institution, say they start their strike on April 10th. Dear William teaches at the University of Juba. He says lecturers have no other jobs to supplement their incomes, adding that the government should look into the demands of the lecturers.
More than 2 months, and you're supposed to be paying monthly. So I think it's the right for the lecturers if they're laying down their truth. So they are demanding within their needs. They are not asking much. Of course, all the strikes can affect both the students and also the calendar of the school. But I think the most important thing is that the rights of the infrastructure is met. That's the most important thing, because they have to be efficient in whatever they are doing. It's not about whether it will affect the calendar, but the lack of salaries affects the infrastructure, so they cannot deliver the lectures. So I think the government should pay the lecturers if they wanted the university to continue to be open.
A third-year student of medicine at the University of Juba says the strike will affect him. Charles Aligo Alberto says students are the victims of the ongoing strike.
We have just started classes only a month, and it will affect us, and at the end we shall be having exams, and it is not going to be okay. I want the government to discuss with the lecturers and adjust the issue of the salary to be on time and let them solve their issue.
The board of the university issued a statement this week supporting the move taken by the public universities to suspend all teaching until the Ministry of Finance pays salaries of the lecturers. For VOA News, I am Roske G. Benjamin reporting in Juba.